guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt. Hey, guys. Happy Pie and Beer Day. On this episode, Wyatt and I are going to talk about, I think it's our first pairing, Wyatt. It's beer and pizza. And we have a pecan pie.
Yeah.
So we're doing this because on July 24th in Utah, it's celebrated as Pioneer Day, which every July 24th, it was to commemorate in July 24th, 1847, when the Latter-day Saint Mormons were forced out of Nauvoo, and they came to Utah, and it was to commemorate when Brigham Young and the first group of Mormon pioneers entered the Salt Lake Valley.
Dude, Mormon history is crazy. Like, they were all getting massacred in Nauvoo, and so they came to Utah and massacred a bunch of natives. Pretty crazy shit.
Interesting how that works out, huh?
Let's celebrate with some beer and pie.
So, in Salt Lake, they've kind of made fun of it and talked beer and pie. Which, I love beer, and I love pie.
Yeah, who doesn't, and dude?
Wyatt has brought us a pizza pie, and I have brought a pecan pie.
I think pizza and beer is, like, one of the greatest and most common beer pairings.
The OG.
Yeah.
It's pretty frat.
It's classic.
Right?
Right. Yeah, dude, it's what a solid combination. Like everyone has beer and pizza together.
Right.
It's just a combination, right?
I mean, it goes hand in hand. It's like that one cider and brats. This is kind of hand in hand. You have to.
Yeah, yeah, the mustard cider and a mustard brat.
You're going to have
sure.
to have both.
Uh-huh.
It yeah. makes sense, right?
You can't wait to try those two together.
Absolutely. So I'm going to dish you up this pizza real quick.
Dude, let's have at it.
And you're starting us off with a basic beer, correct?
I think it's like one of the more interesting basic beers, yeah.
So what's the first pairing we have there, Wyatt? I guess the pizza, we'll introduce the pizza. The pizza we got from a local pizzeria. This one's out of in Orem, Utah. This one had – what caught my eye about this one is they make all their – or bring their all ingredients from – what's the word? Local farmers. Yeah, so all the ingredients is local. It's at a Motown – what do you call it? Motown
– Midtown?
Midtown, yeah. 360? Excuse me. Yeah, it's called Pizzeria 712. So if you guys Pizzeria 712, that is our pizza. And Wyatt is going to open us a Modelo Negra.
The Modelo Negra. It's like one of the more, like, Modelo is easily my favorite Mexican cerveza.
Mm-hmm.
And the Modelo Negra is, like, just so good. It's such a good classic dunkel. Like, it's crushable. There's a little bit of that caramel malt. And that's basically what you look for in a dunkel. Like, I could drink this by the liter.
Yeah, it's pretty damn good. So, for those of who don't know pairing, Wyatt and I are going to try this pairing with pizza and beer and pecan pie. But what we're going to do is drink a little bit of the beer, drink some of the beer, have a little slice of the pizza, taste the pizza, and then do them both at the same time. And it should give us a flavor profile.
Right. First off, with the dunkel, just like simple, clean, and you get a little bit of that caramel.
A little bit of caramel, a little bit of malt. It's beautiful.
Yeah, but fantastic. Mm-hmm. Crushable as fuck.
Now, for the pizza, I don't know if you had this pizza before, Wyatt. Have you?
I haven't, no.
Pretty easy. Oregano right there. Pepperoni. Pizza sauce. All pretty good. The crust, simple.
Mm-hmm.
Not doughy. Mm. It's not something that's going to go... You know how people like put garlic and butter all over, which is damn good, but
yep.
This one, lightly salted and perfect. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I get a lot of, like, fresh herbs.
Yeah.
I like that. The cheese adds, like, I mean, it's like a classic mozzarella cheese. And, I don't know, like, a nice creaminess that you would expect from cheese. Dude, I don't know how to break down, like, food
like
tasting
food?
Kind of stuff.
I mean, same way you break down beer, right?
Yeah. And I love pepperoni because, like, it's not spicy, but it's, like, almost spicy. It's, like, white people spicy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Mild.
Like, a mild spice, but, like just a little bit of a kick there, which I think will pair well with some hops. We've got some hoppier offerings later.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Let's see how it goes with the Modelo.
Because I wasn't expecting that fresh herb, so I don't know how it will go with the Modelo. But it might go well with the IPAs we brought today.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do my pairing right now. What do you think, Wyatt?
I think that the Modelo, I think the spice is really what stands out as like a lingering flavor in the pizza for me. And I think the Modelo kind of tames that spice, like the malt of it does. If we got the Pilsner, the Modelo, whatever the classic, their Pilsner version, I don't think that it would be able to tame that spice. I think it would just kind of be very bland, like you might as well drink water with it. But I think something that has a little bit of malt character kind of balances that spice. I'm pleased. I'm interested to see how the hops will, of the next beers, will respond to the fresh herb, because I feel like that always kind of brings out more intense hop flavors.
I think you're right on that.
But I think the Modelo is fantastic with the pizza.
I feel it should have been more crushable. For me, it covered that spice and that herb and the freshness. It just masked it, masked it, all of it. So I think going forward, I want that spice to come back and the freshness. Mm-hmm. When I drink the Modelo, I don't get the freshness with the pizza.
Like the Modelo takes away from some of the freshness.
Yeah, gotcha. I mean, I think it pairs well with the malt and the bread part of it. But when it comes to the freshness, like how will I know this is any other pizza than a local pizza from local farmers? Because of the fresh ingredients they use. That takes it away from me while I'm drinking the Modelo. That's it, though. But besides that,
I like the would you have rather had the Modelo, like the classic Pilsner? That
I think
doesn't
so.
Take away from the...
I think so, just because I don't think it would hide or mask the freshness of the pizza.
Gotcha. Interesting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, especially, like, the Modelo Negra, which is a Dunkel, I feel like as far as Dunkels go, it's kind of on the lighter side. I think something like a Helles would be okay, like kind of in between the two.
Oh, yeah.
But this is definitely a lighter Dunkel, and I think that it doesn't mask that. I think if we had a slightly maltier Dunkel, but I think it's just on the line of not being too malty.
I can see that. Yeah, absolutely. What do you think about that? I mean, what about our second beer? What do you think for our second beer choice?
Oh, dude, the second beer I brought, we've got the Moab Pale Ale. We got their little bit, their stronger offering. They've got a couple of different pale ales. I don't know how you did. This is the blue can. I think their other one is
that red one. I believe
they've got like a red one and the green one might
be. Let's ask Grayson, because Grayson loves Moab Brewery and Chandler.
Yeah. Both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, this one, I grabbed this one because it's got a little bit higher alcohol content. I'm trying to find where it was. I think it's 5.4, but let me double check. Man, I'm not seeing it on here. 6%. Holy shit. Yeah, 6%. I grabbed like the heavier one from the liquor store because I was hoping it would have a little bit more malt character to it. Something a little bit heavier, because I feel like that malt is going to bring out that pizza. Now I worry, like, maybe I should have gotten their lighter one.
Yeah. Do you think the malt maybe, will mask almost?
Yeah. I mean, for you, I think I'm going to love it.
Mm-hmm.
I think for you, you might have wanted something more like, maybe like a West Coast Session IPA kind of thing that's going to have a little bit more hop that'll bring forward some of that freshness,
right,
and a little bit less on the malt character, or maybe even like some sort of like East Coast style hazy IPA that isn't going to be super hoppy, but it's going to be juicy. And I think those are super fresh as well.
Yeah.
So I worry that this one might be too malty, but try it. I haven't had it.
Yeah. I was also thinking like a golden ale. I think a golden ale would go well with this pizza, because the golden ale, for me, it will bring in that straw crispness and that fresh flavor, but it, like kind of like a lager almost. It wants to be like a lager, but it wouldn't mask, I think, the spiciness of the herbs.
More smooth, but not like quite as crisp. I think maybe like a slightly hoppy lager.
Yeah.
I think hops with the spiciness is going to be a pretty good combo.
See, when I get on the nose, when I get the Moab, you can get the hopped in there.
So there's some hop, but I get a lot of malt too.
Right. I'm smelling. I guess I'm looking for the hop because I want to taste the herbs.
I feel like hops and herbs, they really bring each other out. And if you find the right hops with the right herbs, they complement each other, but they bring the flavor forward
a ton. I'm telling
you,
I just tasted this beer and I think it's going to be a match made in heaven. We got to pair it now. Because, like you said, I think IPAs, they're very bitter and they get an off note because of that. But I think they'll pair beautifully with spicy or with herbal freshness. Absolutely. Well, why are you drinking that? Just so you guys know, Moab Brewery, out of Moab, great brewery. We're going to try to do our most local beers here as possible. We have all local but the Modelo, which is the basic one.
Yeah.
But Wyatt, what do you think about the pairing? So I'm curious to know what you think. I mean, like you said, I think it'll be a winner. I haven't tried it yet. But that, what is that herb they put on? Oregano? That one's hella oregano. It's like a little bit of rosemary.
Yeah. It brings out a lot of the bitterness in the IPA for sure, or in the pale ale. Like a huge punch of bitterness. The pale ale by itself I thought was really good. Nice malt character to balance the pale, or the hop. But with the pizza, you lose almost all the malt character, and those hops just jump forward, like, aggressively.
Interesting how that happens. I just tried mine, and I'm with you on that one. I think the hops, you're right, brings out the bitterness right in the front.
Mm.
Great beer by itself. Kind of compare it to a cutthroat, which we've talked about and we really like.
Yeah.
This one's kind of a spicier cutthroat, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And cutthroat, obviously, is an English bitter. We learned the hard way. And then that the herbs and the freshness came back like wow, but I think you're completely right. I feel like there's no malt character almost with the pizza sauce and the bread just kind of like bland together and melted away.
And it's just weird. Herbs and hops.
Yeah, it really was. But that's what I was, I guess, bitching about, just barely where I wanted it to go that way. And that beer totally brought that out.
Yeah. Is that what you were looking for?
I think I was.
I gotcha. Okay.
And so, because you had the spices and the freshness pop out, it popped out better than the Modelo Negra.
Right.
Interesting.
So, next we're going to try, I think, the Amber. We brought an IPA, but I think we might need to save it for another time because I think any more hop character there is going to just kind of take over. I don't know. We can try it.
Take over the pizza. I think you're right. I think you're on this one.
I think it'll just be like so aggressively bitter that like we won't taste anything but intense hops. And I don't think that's really what we're looking for here. I don't know. You can tell me what you think. We can try the IPA if you'd like. But if not, I'd like to move on to the Amber.
Let's go Amber.
Cool. So you brought one of my favorite beers. And I'm glad you brought this one because this one is fucking delicious. The Evolution Amber by Wasatch.
I mean, I've been wanting to bring this one forever. So have you.
I think this is a great time to bring it on. This is a fantastic beer. It's one of my favorite. Like, the first time I ever went into the bar, I had a Pacifico and I had the Evolution.
Hell yeah.
And I love the Evolution. I had like four of them that night. It was great.
But yeah, Evolution used to have a picture of a caveman kind of evolving from whatever it was. But now they changed their label. They've kind of gone to a different kind of basic labeling, which I'm not a huge fan of, to be honest with you, because I like the old school one.
Yep.
But I like the cleanliness and the crispness of the new labels.
Right. Have you read the label of the Evolution?
No, go for it.
So it's a lot more like old school kind of looking can. And I like it. I'm a fan. I think it looks cool. I think Wasatch's labeling, their beers are great, but I think their labeling is kind of like, I don't know, I think it falls short sometimes. Yeah. Like,
you're right.
Like, they're trying too hard. The cans are too busy kind of thing. But with the Evo, I think they nailed it. It's simple. It's classic. It looks like something right out of, like, the 70s or something.
Like Western almost.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tastes like malt toasted caramel. It's an indisputable fact. Beer alone is responsible for the evolutionary leap from ape to man. This malt-forward ale is balanced with Willamette hops for a crushable amber that would make Charles Darwin proud. So they're keeping the Evolution, like,
in Utah, which is difficult to do.
Yeah. They're keeping that there, like, in the forefront of, like, the beer and kind of what it means to them. And I think it's cool. It's a fantastic beer. And I think it'll be well. Go
I
well
think, I mean, let's try it out. I mean, I'm curious. And I want to bring out also, while you're trying the beer, while you're trying the pizza, I want to bring out the pecan pie. So when I think pie and beer day, I think both pizza pie and dessert pie. And one of my favorite pies of all time was pecan pie. And I think the pecan pie and the amber will go – I think going with a brown ale, like a nut brown specifically, I think that's kind of almost a cop-out, if you will. So I thought I'd tone it down, which is a perfect pairing, and go to the amber. But why? What do you think?
That's perfect.
Yeah, the pizza exactly and the beer itself? Because the beer itself is amazing.
Yeah, the beer itself is amazing. And they stand on their own well. But I don't know, man. That beer, I think, goes so well with it. It's like it was made for pizza.
Made for pizza. I like that.
Yeah. And it doesn't, like, overpower, but you still get some of those nice malt characteristics. I think really brings out some of the flavors in the tomato sauce.
Tomato sauce and I think you get, I was going to say robust. You get the robustness of the tomato.
Yeah.
And you still get the freshness of the herbs.
Yeah.
I'm still getting herb freshness.
And there's still a little bit of, like, spice there from the pepperoni, which is nice.
Yeah.
I think it's nice. It pairs well. I'm pleased.
I think it pairs perfectly. Yeah. I think you nailed it when it says, this beer is meant to pair with pizza. Pepperoni pizza. I mean, obviously you can have anchovy pizza, garlic parmesan pizza, buffalo chicken pizza, Hawaiian pizza, supreme pizza, right?
Yeah.
But a classic pepperoni pizza, and amber is probably your greatest go-to.
This, I think it would be hard. Not necessarily hard. You could definitely do it. But I think this is a beer that is going to be good with most pizzas.
Yeah. With meat on it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, with meat. I think anything with like sausage or pepperoni or...
A little bit of spice to it.
I think a little bit of spice. I even think that like... I'm excited to do an anchovies pizza.
What do you think about anchovy pizza? Do you think it'll go well with anchovy pizza?
I don't know. I like anchovies a lot, and I think that the like robust malt and like a little bit of sweetness in it. I think that the saltiness of the anchovies could complement that.
Anchovies? Can I tell you something? I've never had an anchovy pizza. Not that I don't want to.
Really?
Where can you get an anchovy pizza?
You used to be able to get them at Strap Tank. Then they got rid of anchovies.
I mean, it's not really popular. People are turned off by anchovies, but I'll try anything.
Bro,
once.
People are idiots. Anchovies on pizza is like how pizza
I
was
say
meant
we make,
to be.
I say we do it. Like, we make our own anchovy pizza, right?
Dude, maybe that could be the one that we do. Yeah.
Boom.
I think
a pale ale would be great with that, though. The saltiness, bring out kind of the hoppiness of the pale ale itself.
Right.
Maybe even like a lemony one. Lemon and fish. Is that too much to say? Like,
no, maybe like a East Coast style pale ale or IPA, like a juicy with a lot of like Citra kind of hop in it.
Citra is probably one though, but I'm thinking fish, thinking seafood, saltiness of the anchovy.
It's very fishy and very salty, the anchovies.
Anchovy. It reminds me of one of my favorite episodes of Family Guy, or excuse me, Futurama, where Fry buys the anchovy for like $1 billion.
Whoa. I've never seen it.
Anyway, pizza and this. I want, while we have it, I'm going to dish you why the pecan pie. Tell me, cool. What is your favorite pie?
That's a tough question, man. I like pie of all kinds, except for pumpkin. I think pumpkin pie is nasty.
Interesting. Even during Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Even during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll eat pecan pie or apple pie with sharp cheddar cheese on it. Thank you very much.
Cheddar cheese. Why cheddar cheese?
I don't know, dude. Sharp cheddar just belongs on an apple pie. How
it
should be.
Is there a reason why? Like, I'm probably people are turned off by that. Like, what's the reasoning behind that?
I don't know, man. It's just how you do it. Like, it's like, why does the sun rise? Or like,
why is a duck's ass watertight?
Yeah, it's just a thing, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it just happens, or else it would be against. I got it. Okay.
Dude, why do dog smiles make people happy? Like, who knows? It just happens. You just have sharp cheddar cheese on apple pie.
We're going to have to do that. Next time we get apple pie, we'll do cheddar cheese and whatever beer of choice.
It's got to be sharp cheddar, though.
It's got to be
like
sharp.
Medium
you're right.
Cheddar shit.
Okay, I'm going to try this without you, but pecan pie, got this at the old Harmon's, the OG, and I'm going to try the Amber Evolution. So go ahead and try the pecan pie, Wyatt, first, and tell me what you think about the old pecan pie. I hope you don't have a nut allergy or you're dead.
Just kidding. That's good. I always get like a lot of like caramelized. Nut.
I get a lot of diabetes when I eat pecan pies. I think that's why I like it so much. I just feel myself...
Maybe a little coconut in there?
Becoming diabetic?
Know. Yeah.
I feel like I get a little egg in there.
Maybe. I think like egg texture. I don't really get egg flavor.
Or the brown sugaring.
Yeah.
I'm going to try them both together. I'm going for it.
That's what I did. I just tried them both together. It was good.
What do you think?
It was good. I mean, the caramel of the malt matches the caramel of the pie. It's pretty good.
So you tell me I can have my beer and my diabetic pie?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's a recipe for, I think, fatty liver disease is what we're looking
for. Oh, yeah.
Here.
I'm down. Let's go. But which one do you like better? Do you like the sweetness or the pepperoni pizza?
Oh, dude, I'm a savory guy for days.
Yeah.
Sweetness is whatever.
So I have a sweet tooth. I think the pecan pie and the amber was a beautiful match. But I think the pizza and the amber were even better. I think it was a perfect match.
Yeah.
Because you get that sweetness of the caramel, which isn't artificial and gross, like a pecan pie. And then you get that savory, like you said, of the pizza. I like that combo better. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm down. I like it. I like the savory for days. Like, a little spice and a lot of salt is like, that's where I live my life. That's all I want to eat. It's like salty, spicy stuff. So, pairing it with beer is solid, but I don't think the beer covers up. Like, pie, for me, most pies are like just overly sweet.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. I don't think the beer can save that because the beer has a little bit of sweetness to it as well, which I think balances the pizza. Like a little bit is nice, but too much is. That's tough.
So we do have one more beer. I don't know if you want to try it. We have a German style Doppelbock or a Doppelbock, which is the Devastator from Wasatch. Would you want to give it one try? Why?
Yeah, I've never tried that one.
Okay,
let's do it.
So it's a Doppelbock. And for those of you who aren't familiar, Wasatch Devastator, great beer. Wyatt, Doppelbock beer. I don't think we've talked about Bock at all. Or Double Bock.
We did try the Maybach with, I want to say, Bristol.
Oh, way back.
The Rogue. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
That one was, what, really malty, almost no hop to it. And it was like 9% or something.
It was pretty crazy. High, yeah. So double, Doppelbock, Doppel means double in German. It's a German-style beer. This was made by monks in Munich. That's what is kind of unique about them. They're just supposed to be toasted bread. It's always supposed to be a dark color, copper. Basically, like I said, a Bock beer is bottom fermenting lager in extra time. So you remember, you're fermenting lager.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do it in cold storage. And usually during the winter is what my research was telling
me. Gotcha. That's how long the Bock sit for is like across the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
What do you think? Have you tried it yet? Have you poured it out?
I think
yet?
This is a good Pie and Beer Day photo.
What do you think? What's the photo?
It has a flaming ram breaking through a picture of the temple and the picture of the state capitol.
And that's the old label, by the way. The new label looks like the Evolution, but it's got more of an orangey-ness to it instead of a bronze-ness to it.
Gotcha.
So this is why I like the Wasatch's old labels, because that's badass. Some fucking ram coming right through in fires through some church. Whatever. But have you? I mean, so this is the first time you're trying it, right?
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
So tell me what you think. I mean, I've had it. This is very high percentage. This is a 8%, 18 IBUs. They use Magnum and Aramis hops. It's pretty dark. It's 33.2. It's got a nice,
I would almost say red.
It almost looks red. I think maybe in the lighting, yeah. Super bronze. Like, it's really dark.
Very,
for sure.
Very bronze, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, why?
On the nose, you get a lot of, like caramel, kind of toasty malt. A little more toasty. But there's almost, like, a bubblegum smell to it. Do you get that at all?
Interesting. Hold on. You know what I think that is?
Hmm.
The higher ABV.
I think
that's pushing it forward.
Gotcha. Yeah, almost like a bubblegum or like artificial, like Laffy Taffy kind
like
of flavor.
Like ethanol-y kind of. Is that what you're looking at?
Yeah, I could almost see like an ethanol.
You know what I mean?
I don't think it's quite that aggressive. Like
is
artificial.
Is that what's giving that bubblegummy taste?
Candy. It could be.
Interesting. I'm wondering what you think about it when you taste it. This one is pretty. You can taste the ABV, I think. This one's a higher point, obviously.
Hmm.
I think this one is not as sweet as it should have been, maybe. I think this is older, unfortunately, but it is toasty.
Yeah, toasty. I get a lot of the alcohol flavor in there.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't crush this, you know? Like, this would be, like, it's not a bad beer.
It's a sipping
beer.
But
it's not a great beer
it's
either.
It's not a crushing beer. I think it's a sipping beer, but I also think it's old. So because it's old, it has degraded a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like you can taste the hop degrading in there. Go ahead and read us the bottle. Does it have a label?
Yeah, so the bottle says, if you're going to sin big. With 8% alcohol by volume and creamy richness, this brew has developed a serious cult following. Imagine that. A cult following in Utah.
That is fucking hilarious.
I'm trying to see a date. Best Buy, December 12th, 2020.
Hmm, interesting.
But we got it at the liquor store, which I feel like just takes time off of that. I feel like this would be pretty good with your pecan pie, though.
Let's try it. So I paired them together with the pizza, and it doesn't mask the hops at all and the spiciness and the sausage, which is weird. But it takes away from the freshness of the herbs. I think it pairs well with the pizza. I want to know your opinion about the pecan pie.
I don't like it at all with the pie.
Not at all. Not even going
to... You know what? To finish, it's nice with the pie. Because it finishes with caramel and the pie finishes with like that kind of caramelized thing. But they just clash a bunch. It looks like they're almost close. Like, have you ever seen like two colors next to each other that are similar?
Like white and Chantilly lace white?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Chantilly lace is, but like two colors that are similar, but like dissimilar enough that you can tell that they're different and you don't like it.
Yeah.
That's what I this is. They're like similar, good. But not similar it's enough not to be good.
No. I think the sweetness overpowers the sweetness, and like I think both sweetnesses combined make it uber sweetness.
Oh, make it like cloying.
But then the hops stay there, and like the bitterness bites you in the ass.
Yeah. I don't get a ton of like hop bitterness.
Not in the front?
No.
Maybe I'm still on a pepperoni spice in there. But I got a lot of hops, like, I guess, yeah, right in the front.
I don't know. I feel like there's a little bit of bitterness there, but I don't think it's from the hops as much. Like, it doesn't seem like a hop kind of bitterness.
Try it with the pizza. I think it's lingering from the pizza, but try it with the pizza and the double block. I think they go hand in hand. I think not as well as the amber, but surprisingly, I think they go really well because you still get a balance of bitterness and maltiness without being sweet. Because in my mind, when I think pizza, I don't think sweet. Granted, pizza can be sweet with like Hawaiian, I guess pineapple. Some people are on the fence, pineapple, no pineapple, whatever. But pizza is generically not sweet. Mm. And so I feel like you put this in there, it doesn't really have the caramel on it, but it has the hops bring it forward.
I think it brings forward the sweetness of the tomato sauce on there. But it super clashes with the herbs for me.
I think it doesn't. You just don't like the higher percentage.
But, yeah, I think maybe I just don't like the double block.
Yeah.
I think that's what it could be.
But what do you think about our first pairing of pizza and beer and pie?
I think it was fun. You want to try the dub?
Why not? So go ahead and tell us what you got there, Wyatt.
So this is a beer I've been wanting to try for a while. It's Uinta's Imperial Black IPA, Cascadian Dark Ale, baby.
Cascadian Dark Ale.
Yeah, I love black IPAs.
So tell us, what is a black IPA, for those who don't know?
So it's like a stout meets an IPA, and they make a baby.
That's exactly what it's I
like
tell people.
Foreign IPA, or like a foreign stout. Like, it's like a heavier stout, not just like an Irish dry stout. Like, it's more than a Guinness.
Yeah.
It's like a Guinness double. Or the, what is it, the Guinness extra stout?
Extra
is that the
stout.
One I'm thinking
of? Yeah, extra foreign stout,
Yeah, it's like the extra or like a foreign stout or even an imperial stout meets a very full IPA. And so you just get this super hoppy stout beer, which I think goes well together. I think that the super like roasty malt and intense malt matches the intense hops that you find in like an IPA. And I think it's super interesting. Plus, this one has a cool name. This one is brewed with hemp seeds, first of all.
Interesting.
So that's cool. I don't know if you're really into like CBD and hemp kind of stuff.
Okay.
But if you are, this could be your jam. The Dub, whatever you want to call it, is named after a star, the Alpha Ursa Major, is one name for the star, or the Dub or Duba or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Interesting.
Yeah, and so it's like the Alpha Star in the Big Dipper. It's in like the scoop part.
Yeah.
The basket, whatever you want to call it. It's like the top right star. It's the second brightest in the constellation. Usually, in a constellation, the brightest star is like the Alpha Star, but it's the second brightest, but because it has such a good position. It's also the 33rd brightest star in the night sky.
Holy shit, Wyatt.
Right. I read all of that on Google like 5 minutes before we started, because I was like, I wonder how you say this word. And then I got into this like mile-long article about the Duba.
I love that. So this was 9.3% alcohol.
9.3%.
100 on the IBU bitterness scale.
Holy shit.
Which is extremely high. SRM, which is color, 65. And Wyatt, I believe, let's see, you didn't read us the label. I want you to read the can for us, please. Doesn't have anything to read on the can. Oh, I have one here. It calls, astronomical amounts of hops aligned with roasted malts in this IPA brewed with hemp seed. Flavors of coffee, vanilla, and pine shine bright. That alone just
makes
me. Coffee,
vanilla, and pine.
I love, I'm going to go in with a, because I know Chandler and Grayson love this one. but they're also cool. IPA fans. So I'm curious to know what happened. It's a beautiful can, by the way.
I think this is maybe my favorite label that we've seen yet.
It's gorgeous.
It's like Southern Utah landscape. You know, you can see a sun setting in the background and, you know, Ursa Major in the sky.
Yeah, you can. And you know, it has the duvet lit up the brightest.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like glowing yellow. You know what's cool about that constellation is like across multiple different cultures. So like the name for the star, Duba, is like Arabic, like ancient Arabic, which means like bear or something like that, or like, okay, like running bear. And like the natives saw this constellation as a bear. The ancient Greeks saw it as a bear. Like across multiple cultures, they saw this constellation as a bear, Ursa Major.
And they're pretty, they never met.
Yeah, yeah. Cultures that had no contact
exactly
with each other.
That's what's fascinating about it. It's like,
yeah,
universally, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And so that's what the name means, is like in ancient Arabic, it's like something about a bear. I forget what it was. But the natives thought this was a bear running away from three hunters. Mm-hmm. And that was the three stars that were made up the handle, or three of the four stars.
And it's one of the few constellations, the Big Dipper, I can like point out.
Yeah, regular.
Back in my day.
Oh my God, what a great nose.
It has a great nose on it. And you can keep that the vanilla in it.
Yeah, I was going to say vanilla, hella coffee vanilla, and like piney, dank hops.
But for me, I like the fact that it...
Holy
it,
shit.
It tastes like both.
It's super bitter.
Yeah, wow. It's very bitter. And that's off-putting to me. But I also think it's more bitter because we did get this at the liquor store. And it did degrade a little bit. I paired it with the pizza. And together, it's not bad. It goes pretty well. And you're about to try it with the pecan pie, right?
Bunch of like roast malt bitterness with a bunch of hop bitterness.
See, for me, it's with the pizza, the bitterness and the spiciness of the sausage make the sausage spicier, or the pepperoni make it spicier. That's how bitter this is. But then the stout kind of wants to tame it with the caramel.
Yeah. The malt character pairs really well with the pecan. The bitterness of the hop is what stands out in the beer after that. I kind of like it. I think it's my favorite beer that we've paired with the pecan pie yet, but I think it's because it tames a lot of that sweetness. All of that bitterness balances the sweetness for me.
Interesting why. Interesting.
Because like that's why they put hops in beer initially, was to balance bitterness with sweetness. Otherwise, you end up too bitter or too sweet. And if it's too much to one side, it's bad. With the pecan pie, it balances.
Oh my God, it does.
Right?
But can you also taste, like, it brings out, like, the woody earthiness of the pecan?
Oh, yeah,
that you can
sure,
taste pecan
for sure, for
over,
sure,
like, over dramatic amounts of sugar.
Exactly. I like
holy
that,
shit,
dude. It's like, there are two ways you could eat a pecan. You could just eat a pecan, and then you're going to get the flavors of pecan.
Right.
Or you could bake it into a ridiculously sweet pecan pie and drink it with, eat it with this beer, and then you'll, you know, just be able to taste the pecan again.
Interesting. You're doing all this effort to not taste the sweetness you put into a pie. But it tastes the pecan itself.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a handful of pecans and skip
so
all
too
of it. But
yeah, that's weird though, huh?
Yeah.
Something so bitter can equal out something so sweet,
and
they correlate together and they become this wonderful one flavor.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think that pairs with the pie the best so far, which is
so
not what I expected.
I know, I thought the amber was going to be hands down the pie of choice.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's delicious though.
Yeah, this is what pairing is all about. I think pairing is when it comes to what I'm going to drink with what I'm going to eat. Because I have a lot of people come up to me at the bar and be like, hey, what should I drink for a beer? And I one of my first things I say to them is, what are you going to eat? Because that will make or break your deal or your meal.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's
and you
true
do the same thing. I know you do.
Yeah. But then you have all the people who are like, well, I don't know yet. And then they end up getting fish tacos with stout. And I'm like, what the
fuck? It is what it is. But that's when I like giving them tastes. I'm like, hey, I try to open palate. When I have time and I'm not being ass-fisted at the bar, I like to be like, hey, here is this beer, open your palate for here, especially when they like American wheats. I like throwing a wit beer or a Hefeweizen. Like, here's different styles of it, right?
Yeah. Very similar, but different.
Right. And it's great. It's beautiful. But that's, I love the fact that we did that. So Wyatt and I are going to try doing more pairings with pizzas.
Yeah.
Just to kind of, I guess, Pie and Beer Day is going to launch off us doing kind of a couple episodes of pizzas and beers and maybe some pies here and there. Throw some key lime pies or whatnot. Or
oh, dude, that would be interesting.
French silk. My wife loves that.
I don't even know what that is.
It's just chocolate mousse up the ass.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But until then, I mean, If you guys have any pies and beers that you have, that you guys love and you think it's a great pairing, let us know. Reach out to us again, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Wyatt and I are here. DM us, message us, talk to us. But until then, anything else for us, Wyatt?
Dude, I think that's all. I'm pleased. This was tasty.
This is a very tasty episode.
Yeah.
So until the next pie, bro.
Until the next beverage, bro.
Oh, okay. Until the next beverage, bro.